Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Told him to just fade away. His time had passed. And all his kind were dying. But he remembers when Hank played the Opry, high as a kite. While Patsy Cline was out walking after midnight. Well, he saw the torch being passed from Lefty to Merle. Now they're so-called successors, but it's hard to find a hero in this world. There ain't no country music for old men. All of the good ones have died or just packed it in. Now there's posers and losers and would-be outlaws who won't.
Sitting on a bar stool the first time he heard Jolene, a song by the prettiest angel he'd ever seen. Back when Nashville was swinging and making them deals, while old Buck was out strolling the streets of Bakersfield.
There ain't no country music for old men. All of the good ones that died have just packed it in.
Now there's posers and losers and would-be outlaws who only know how to pretend.
But there ain't no country music.
About prisons and passion and whiskey,
that's as good as it's ever gonna get.
They call him nostalgic with a permanent case of the blues. He just walks around wondering who's gonna fill their shoes.
Looking back on the great ones we've lost, he says, why so soon?
He shed an ocean of tears on the graves of Johnny and Jim.
There ain't no country music for old men.
All of the good ones have died or just packed it in.
Now there's posers and losers and would-be outlaws who only know how to pretend. But there ain't no country music for old men. There ain't no country music for old men.
Well, there ain't no country music for old men. That's a song for the Bellamy Brothers and John Anderson. And my friend Dan Hout from Sheffield, Texas, is listening to us tonight on knelradio.com, and he asked me to play that tonight by the Bellamy Brothers and John Anderson. No country music for old man. He told me it kind of fitting. a lot of truth in that song. There is no doubt about it. Well, Loretta Lynn will be celebrating a birthday next week, and Loretta will be turning 89 years young next week. And we'll say a special happy early birthday to Loretta Lynn. And I told the story many times, but I grew up as a huge Loretta fan when I was a kid, listening to all of her records and buying her records with my cemeterial watering services money that I made as a kid, as a 11, 12, 13 year old kid, 14 year old kid. I bought all the records I could by Loretta from the Ernest Tubb Record Shop in Nashville, and wound up, of course, getting them all at this particular time in my life. But just loving her music, never having any idea that I'd ever have an opportunity to see her live or meet her or become friends with her. And, life brings you lots of great things that you don't really expect. And I count her friendship as one of the luckiest things that happened to me, because she's truly just a wonderful person, and a person that I admire and love very much. So I'll say happy early 89th birthday to the coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn. This was my granddad's favorite Loretta Lynn song. I'll play that tonight for him, and I'll play it for me and all the other Loretta Lynn fans. Here's Loretta doing one called "There's All Kind of Smoke in That Bar Room," written by the great Don Wayne.
So he told you he'd take you to California, that he had important friends in Hollywood. He danced with you. I could hear him thinking, "Lord, her body sure looks good." You know there's all kinds of smoke in the barrooms, and it can blind the minds of girls like you and me. Just an old friend, and he asked you to have a few drinks at his place, and he even had the nerve to call it business, and that's the same old smoke he once blew in my face. You know there's all kinds of smoke in the barroom, and it can blind the minds of girls like you and me. But when the cold hard light of day breaks on the barroom, the smoke's all gone, and the truth is all we see.
This is Loretta Lynn, thanking everyone in the heart of Texas for listening to Tracy Pitcock and KNEL FM 95.3. Don't touch that dial.
Ever will. But the only way she can get a man is still. I don't know if I should tell you this or
habits like you are hard to break. After nine, please.
After nine, old habits like you are hard to break. Hank Jr., I'll do it for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Here's Jody Nix.
She's played the game so many times. She knows her part so well. She'll let you sleep with heaven just to wake you up in hell. 'Cause when it comes to breaking hearts, she never gets enough. It's not you, it's the cheating. She loves. She don't care whose arms she's lying in each night. She won't waste her time wondering if you're Mr. Right. She'll teach you like she taught me what fools are made of. It's not you, it's the cheating she loves. She's yours for the asking. Take her if you can. Just because I let her go, don't make me less a man. She'll do you wrong like she did me until you cry enough. It's not you, it's the cheating she loves. She don't care whose arms she's lying in each night.
it's the cheating she loves. It's not you, it's the cheating she loves.
Don't forget Jody Nix, April the 16th at the Heart of Texas Event Center. You can get your tickets and table reservations at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. As Jody Nix and the Texas Cowboys back in Brady at the Heart of Texas Event Center, April the 16th. Here's Merle Haggard for Zane tonight.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use, I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Somebody's back in town, why can he stay away? You should know he never loved you anyway. He'll let you live a little, then he'll throw you down. Sad news today, somebody's back in town.
Hey folks, this is Steve Warner, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pitcox, KNEL FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
Yeah, Lonely Women Make Good Lovers. There's one from Steve Warner for you. Of course, Bob Blumen had the first big hit of that many years ago. It is so good to have our friend Heather Miles stop by the radio station. Good evening, Heather Miles.
Hey, Tracy. Always good to be here.
It is good to see you. How are things going in the Heather Miles world?
Well, I just took a break from the kitchen and thought I'd come down here and let people know that tomorrow night, Justin and myself and... Of course, we got Charlie Walton on guitar, and a few other people are going to stop by. It's kind of an open mic thing tomorrow night. We're going to have there at the in the ballroom of the hotel.
Yeah.
And now that our bar and grill is open from 5 o'clock in the evening till about 10 or 11 at night every night now, except Sundays and Mondays. But we are opening on Sundays now from 12 noon to 6 p.m. We're going to start doing pool tournaments.
Ooh, that'd be great.
And so we're excited about that. And so we have a guy named Shane who's our bartender who's going to be handling the whole pool tournament thing. So anybody interested in joining that, come on down Sunday from noon to six.
Yeah.
And we're real excited. Our food seems to be going over real good, and we're excited to have music in there.
Man, that's awesome, and it's really, really neat to be able to do that. You know, you had several events going on during our Country Music Festival.
Yes,
and that
we
was,
did.
That was so much fun. A lot of those going on after our music was over with there at the Civic Center or the Event Center. And then, of course, during the week, you had other things going on, some jam sessions
jam
and music.
Jam sessions down there in the ballroom. And, the pub has really worked out great. You know, a lot of people just kind of a hangout to have conversation. Of course, we always have good country music playing in the background.
And, yeah.
And it's just a great atmosphere, and yeah, we're real excited.
And the last time I was down there, they told me I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, yeah.
They did.
Well, good. Thank you.
They told me I had a wonderful time.
They told
time.
You. I was real confused. You got me there.
No, it was. It's a lot of fun. We had so much fun down there at the True Country Ballroom and the True Country Hotel and Hair of the Hog Saloon.
Yes.
And it was just so much fun being a part of that. And then tomorrow night, that sounds like a really neat event. Now, you're serving food.
Mm-hmm.
You're serving food beforehand as well.
Yeah. Oh, the bar, the pub and grill opens up at 5 o'clock in the evening. And then we serve food till usually about 10 o'clock. And so, yeah. Yeah, but the band's going to start at 8 o'clock, 8 to 11.
8 to 11 tomorrow night at the True Country Hotel there.
Come on down and dance with us.
That sounds like
bring your partner and dance across Texas to the sounds of True Country.
Just got a message from Justin Trevino. He says, also mentioned that Benny Fred Kaufman will be there.
Okay, great.
Valera Kaufman will be there. Valera will be playing drums, I bet.
Great.
Charlie Walton and Barbara Puckett.
Ah, wonderful.
Boy, that's a lot.
That's going to be so much. You know, good Brady and local talent is going to be there. There's so much great talent out here.
So that's you and Justin and Barbara Puckett, Charlie Walton, Benny Fred Kaufman, Valera Kaufman, all down there tomorrow night.
And I think some other people are going to stop by, too, and just sit in with us. And, you know, we love to have that. Can I have your hat, Tracy? Ernest Tubb Productions. That is the bomb. I love that.
Well,
was it Record Store?
Ernest Tubb Record Store. Yeah.
I love that hat.
I'll have to bring you one. I'll get you one.
So. Well, we're also going to be opening up a little – my manager's wife is doing a little jewelry store down there.
Oh,
it's really taken off. So what was going to be the barbershop there at the hotel, we decided to do a – coffee shop / jewelry store, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to be having some coffee drinks in there and a little jewelry shop and stuff. Kind of a neat little place for the ladies to go hang out.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So Jeannie's going to be running that.
You got so much going on. You're a woman of many hats.
You know what? I just grab life with both hands. Have fun while we're here.
That's exactly right.
You got to make up for lost time.
You do. That's right. Tomorrow night. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, what is the admission tomorrow night?
It's free.
Are you kidding me?
No, come on down.
Wow.
But, you know, we got a tip jar out front. It's always nice.
Yeah, for sure. But, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Lots of talent tomorrow night. Kicking off, you're going to open up serving food at 5.
Yes.
Music from?
8 to 11.
8 to 11. And that will be an awesome time.
Great.
Heather, you kicked hind end at the Country Music Festival.
That's so
this
much
year.
Fun. Thank you for letting me be a part of it. It's always such a pleasure.
You're just part of the family, and we appreciate you coming out and entertaining the folks.
Thank you. Great. All right, Tracy, thank you so much.
Always good to see you, Heather. Hey, let's play a song from Heather. Heather, I want to ask you about this, but I have asked you about this in the past, but I want you to tell the folks. This is a song that you recorded with one of your heroes, Merle Haggard.
Yes.
Tell me how this happened for you.
I was touring with him quite a bit and, you know, opening for him, and we kind of got to know each other. I would get up and do some harmony with him and that. And, gosh, that was back when Bonnie Owens was touring, you know, with him. It was so wonderful.
Yeah.
So we became friends, and I'd written this song and thought, wouldn't it be cool to do it with Merle? And I asked him, and he said yes. And we cut it at the Bradley Owens Barn in Nashville.
Barn. Wow.
Yeah, Bradley was still alive during when we did that.
Owen was still there.
Bradley.
Yeah.
And it was just great. I was just so thankful to be able to do that with him.
So did Owen? Did you get to ever meet Owen?
I didn't, but I met a son.
Wow.
He was engineering, actually.
Yeah. Man, what a lot of history right there.
Yeah, sure
a lot
was.
Of great stuff cut at that studio.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Heather Miles and one of her heroes, Mr. Merle Haggard.
Beside me today. love is growing like a weed. I don't care what people say, and if we go our separate ways, no one is gonna love you better. Share those golden years together. Yes, there really is something called forever. If we don't break through the storm, I know someone will keep you warm. No one.
How would you like to have convenient account information on your schedule using your phone? Commercial National Bank is excited to offer our new telephone banking service called iTalk. You can now call 24 hours a day and get your account balance, account history, transfer funds, and hear future data transactions. You can also schedule a loan payment, stop payment on a check, and activate or deactivate your debit card. Call 597-9001 or 844-487-6337 and check out this exciting new free service. Commercial National Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS, 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today.
If you can, say you love me, say you.
Online or in the Sonic app. Add-ons extra. Not good with other offers. At participating Sonic drive-ins for a limited time.
This is Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear.
And Freddy Spencer for the next year just falls.
All right. We'll see what we're doing for you tonight, okay?
Thank you there.
Thank you.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19. When there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle, and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said. But I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But, you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, teddy bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just going to have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And, buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. And each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, Tucker. I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye."
I was going to see if you would play "You Never Even Call Me By My Name"
by David Allan Coe. I'll do that for you tonight.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name.
now to call me Waylon Jennings. And you don't have to call me Charlie Price. And you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore.
Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. She got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never mind it standing in the rain. Oh, you don't have to call me darling.
Yeah, you never even call me by my name. Here's one, of course, from David Allan Coe. We're running out of time quickly. I wanted to play a couple of these tunes for you, especially since it's this weekend.
He could have called,
yeah,
10,000 angels.
They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden.
they spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's to blame. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone. On his precious head, they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, behold the king. They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. And all along he suffered everything. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone.
Yeah, for you and me. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show. I'm Tracy Pitcox. Happy Easter. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. Here's Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
On the cross as he hung in, shame was forsaken. As they drove the nails in his hands and his feet, as death closed his eyes, his cries went to heaven. I hear him repeat. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly gathered, like a sheep he was humble to his father's own will. So sad was his face that the birds stopped their singing. They were walking, my Lord, up Calvary's Hill.
Calvary's Hill.
In a tomb he was laid, but death could not hurt him. He was God's only son in this world below. On the cross he fulfilled the plan of salvation. I want to thank Jesus for his coming again.
One morning past daybreak.
One morning past daybreak. As the crowd slowly gathered,
like a sheep he was humble,
like a sheep he was humble,
to his father's own will,
to his father's own will.
So sad was his face,
so sad was his face, that
the birds stopped their singing.
Oh, that's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio program tonight. I do want to invite you to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. I'm headed to Nashville for the weekend. I mentioned earlier in the program that it was Loretta Lynn's birthday, and so I'm going up to see Loretta this weekend and wish her a happy early 89th birthday, and what a treasure she is in the country music business. I guess that Reba McEntire said something this week that I thought was pretty appropriate. She said that Loretta Lynn was the greatest treasure that we've ever had in country music, and I have to agree with Reba on that. I'm Tracy Pitcox. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back here again next week. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and yeah, I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.